Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Max Bever is our guy. He joins us all the time. He is the Director of Public Information of the Chicago Board of Elections. Are you ready? Are you gearing up? Are you concerned?
Well, thanks for the invite, Lisa. This is definitely the topic of the day. And it's true, us election authorities, we've been putting a lot of time into combating mis- and disinformation while also having to take many different additional precautions to protect both voters and poll workers at the polls. Now, I will say, in Chicago, thankfully, we're just not seeing the same type of threats that many other jurisdictions do, especially our friends downstate in Illinois. We aren't a battleground state. We're not a battleground city. So in Chicago, we haven't had the need for bulletproof glass or some of the other big measures that are being discussed. We just don't see those same type of threats. And you also try not to escalate the situation so, say, the other person or side escalates even further. But we do still have to prepare for the worst. Right. The best that we can within our budget. And we have to make sure that our poll workers are safe, too.
Our Attorney General Kwame Raoul issued a short voter information guide saying, well, election and misinformation efforts are concerning. We can be reassured by the fact that thousands of election officials and volunteers work hard with integrity to keep our elections free and fair. And I know the Illinois State Board of Elections, for the first time ever, is airing public service announcements on TV and radio because they want people to believe in the process and to know that it is conducted with transparency. Do you think more questions have arisen because we now are seeing what is happening on the inside? Like people, you know, get to see places like where votes are counted, where I don't think we really saw that when I was growing up or even 10 or 15 years ago.
That's a good point, Lisa. I think that because there is so much necessary transparency as part of this process, we're now seeing how ballots are processed, how they're counted, how the vote-by-mail process works. There's always going to be more questions, but unfortunately, there's always going to be conspiracy theories that pop up in the meantime, too. This is our first big presidential election since 2020, really when we saw most of the modern election conspiracy theories start to spread. However, as you mentioned, the Illinois Attorney General's guide, as well as the Illinois State Board of Elections, they have been a tremendous resource for voters through this season, pointing to common misconceptions and correcting the record. It's also just getting the information out there that how many dozens, if not hundreds, of federal, state, and local laws that election authorities have to follow to protect your vote at the ballot box. Like, every election machine has to go under testing. They're never connected to the internet. There's a strict chain of custody documenting each person who is part of that process. Ultimately, ballots and equipment are secured and transported under video surveillance. A common one I often have to talk about is Chicago. We don't have drive-through drop boxes, so all of our drop boxes are located in secure sites or inside buildings that have additional security. So it's opportunities, even though that we are combating misinformation, to set the record straight and share the important information out there. And when it comes to poll worker safety and voter safety, in Chicago, we don't train our election judges to try to handle any public safety issues themselves. We feel that that's important, that someone shouldn't try to put themselves in something that might make them feel uncomfortable or harm's way. But this is why the board hires a team of polling place and early voting investigators. So hundreds of off-duty or retired law enforcement officers that help deal with these issues in real time. Now, thankfully, in Chicago, our most common complaint is related to electioneering. That's someone who's trying to hand you that pamphlet or tell you who to vote for closer to 100 feet from that polling place. Usually that's dealt with pretty easily by asking someone to move behind there. But we have to prepare for the worst for November, and that right. is thinking about more security and making sure that our poll workers know what to do to keep themselves safe and who to contact to make sure that they can take care of public safety issues.
Max Bever is the Director of Public Information for the Chicago Board of Elections. Bob Kessler is at our anchor desk. He's got a question for
you. Hi, Max. So we're at, around 7,000 early votes have been cast in Chicago so far. 7,000. At this point in 2020, it was around, 11,000. Any difference now between 20 and 2016? I think we were a lot higher, too. So do we know what's happening there?
Surprisingly, we are a little bit behind on early votes from different presidential cycles that we've seen. You mentioned it. Usually at this time, we're closer to around 12,000, 13,000 early votes. But what we are seeing a strong voter turnout so far is our vote-by-mail ballots. So while we're just at over 7,000 early votes, we've already had 25,000 vote-by-mail ballots come back to the board, which is important because if you're a vote-by-mail voter, we want you to get that ballot back as soon as you can so it can be processed and counted for Election Day, so you're not waiting in that two-week period to have your ballot counted after Election Day. And I also think it's somewhat hard to compare this election to 2020, where it was the midst of the pandemic. And at that point, we had over 70% of voters either choose to early vote or vote by mail, with only 30% of voters showing up on Election Day. I think we'll have a very similar amount of voters turn out for this election. The last four presidential elections in Chicago have seen over 70% turnout. We're expecting 70% or above. It just takes different forms sometimes. But generally, what we see now is about 25% of people voting on early voting, 25% of people voting by mail, and 50% of people still waiting for Election Day. So I think that given that we're not a battleground state, we're not seeing the same deluge of commercials and pressure to get your vote cast earlier rather than later, you still have a lot of Chicagoans that are either making up their minds or maybe waiting a little bit later into the process. Where we do see early voting really pick up is when our 50 ward sites open, and that's going to be next Monday, October 21st at 9 a.m., all 50 wards have their own early voting site, and any voter can choose to vote at any early voting site, no matter where you live in the city.
I hope you'll come back and we can have another conversation or two prior to the election, but thank you for joining us today, Max.
Thank you, Lisa.